Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, August 14th. I'm your host, Ivy Engel, in for Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Wyoming healthcare providers and groups are learning how much they'll receive from the state's share of the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports a committee approved awards earlier this week.
The newly created Rural Health Transformation Advisory Committee distributed over $200 million of federal award money, helping to promote training medical staff, expanding services at hospitals, and supporting maternal care. Members of the committee focused on emergency medical services, awarding over $23 million to 12 districts, local governments, and hospitals to begin regionalizing over the next few years. But Carbon County Commissioner Sue Jones says that it's a long-term challenge.
Regionalization is a good idea. It works if it's set up correctly. We all have built our own little kingdoms, and getting out of those kingdoms is going to be interesting.
Critical access hospitals are set to get more than $48 million. $18 million is earmarked for graduate medical education programs, and $35 million will pay for workforce education support. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
In the face of continued drought and high temperatures, the governor is allowing oversized loads of livestock feed to travel with a permit on Wyoming highways. Now, some are raising the alarm about potential invasive hitchhikers. Wyoming News Now's Akili Kirk Bonner reports.
According to Lindsay Woodward, weed and pest coordinator, current conditions make it favorable for weeds to establish and thrive, affecting the native forage and thus creating an economic and environmental loss, along with increased fire danger. Woodward urges producers to watch for any unfamiliar plant and to watch around the trucks bringing in the bales.
Any place that you've had people walking around a lot, those are a great spot for those seeds to get dropped, either off of shaken off the hay or dropped out of the tires of those trucks.
I'm told there is a weed and pest district in every county, and employees would rather respond to 100 false alarms rather than have an invasive species develop. I'm Akili Bonner, Wyoming News Now.
Governor Mark Gordon is ordering the U.S. and Wyoming state flags to fly at half-staff until sunset today in honor and memory of Ann Simpson. Ann was the wife of the late Republican U.S. Senator Al Simpson. Her funeral is today in Cody. Gordon called Ann a tireless champion of the arts and a cherished figure in Wyoming life. He also praised her work with other congressional wives to support mental health initiatives. Ann started the American Field Study program that gives children in Cody the opportunity to study abroad. She also helped start the Lab School of Washington for Children with Dyslexia in Washington, D.C. She and her husband were active supporters of the Buffalo Bill Center of the West in Cody. Simpson is survived by her children, Sue, Colin, and Bill, and by her grandchildren. Agricultural producers impacted by weather like drought, extreme heat, and wildfires may be eligible for financial assistance programs. The USDA Disaster Assistance Recovery Tool guides producers through the process of finding the right program to apply for. Virtual education can reduce marijuana and alcohol use among American Indian and Alaska Native young adults. That's according to a National Institutes of Health-funded study that paves the way for greater use of technology to help Indigenous people struggling with substance use. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
The program is dubbed Traditions and Connections for Urban Native Americans, also called TACUNA. It looked at typical and cultural practices that aim to prevent substance abuse. In the study, hundreds of Indigenous people aged 18 to 25 participated for a year in TACUNA care versus those in a standard substance abuse program. Both groups showed improvements, but only the TACUNA group reported decreases in how often they consume alcohol or marijuana and use less of it. American Indian and Alaska Native individuals are at disproportionately higher risks of substance abuse disorders compared to the general population. I'm the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey at KANW in New Mexico.
One of the country's largest and longest-running Native art markets returns this weekend, and a handful of Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho artists will be there to showcase their basketry, beadwork, and quill work. The 104th annual Santa Fe Indian Market brings Native artists from across the country together for a weekend celebrating Indigenous art, fashion, and creativity. The weekend begins today with a best of show, giving visitors a chance to experience award-winning artwork before it reaches the plaza. Featured designer Jamie Okuma says Indian Market has grown tremendously since she first participated at just 18 years old.
this event just gotten bigger and has the integrity that it started with. And I really appreciate everybody.
The market officially opens tomorrow in Santa Fe's historic plaza, followed by a gala and live auction that evening. On Sunday, the weekend wraps up with the Native Fashion Show. At least 21 water bodies in Wyoming have harmful cyanobacteria bloom advisories. One of the newest is for Sloan's Lake in Cheyenne. Other areas include parts of Glendale Reservoir and Pathfinder Reservoir. Blooms can move around within water bodies with wind and currents. All advisories can be found on the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality's website. Swimming or any similar contact with the water has the potential to make you, pets, or livestock sick. The blooms may be green, tan, brown, or blue-green. And now for a look at some lighter news from around the state. This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A group of Washakie County kids recently returned from a trip abroad, bringing back an appreciation for how other countries feed people. Northern Wyoming News reports the five girls were part of the Washakie Adventures Club and Washakie County 4-H and FFA. They spent time in Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, sampling cheese, touring working farms, and learning about sustainable food production and agricultural innovation. A Weston County teen is growing her business and supporting other 4-H members. The Newcastle Newsletter Journal reports Millie Paulton had no experience when she started showing goats when she was 9. When her first goat's buyer donated it back to her, Paulton started a small breeding operation with it. This year, she brought 11 goats to county fair, plus supplied animals for her 2 brothers and another 4-H member, and helped coach them. The Wyoming Press Association has won the National Newspaper Association's Best of NNA Award for the 5th consecutive year and 6th time in 7 years. 10 Wyoming newspapers totaled 114 awards. And Wallet Hub named Wyoming's community college system the 7th best in the country. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel. And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What's the most visited state park in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is Yellowstone's Zone of Death? The Zone of Death is a strange 50-square-mile part of the park, most of which is in Idaho. There's a theoretical legal loophole that could make it impossible to constitutionally prosecute crimes committed there, even major offenses, including murder. So far, the issue hasn't cropped up, but it remains of interest to law students and mystery writers. Congratulations to Cal Spencer from Albuquerque, who was the first in with the right answer. That's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Ivy Engel, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your weekend and join us again on Monday when Charles Pelkey will be back.